Tony Blair is still Prime Minister of Great Britain, but he will finally leave his post on the 27th of June. And it seems that very few Britons are going to shed any tears when he finally goes. Currently, he is on an extended worldwide farewell tour. An unkind critic said that he was behaving like an aging pop star. There's no doubt that Tony Blair loves the stage and that he loves applause. And he's certainly getting it abroad, but he's not getting it in Britain. He's leaving only halfway through his third term, even though he had promised at the last election in 2005 that he would serve a full term. So one could say that the electorate has to some extent been misled. It became very clear that voters are unhappy when local and regional elections were held at the beginning of this month. These elections gave voters a last chance to give Tony Blair a good kicking. They took this opportunity by handing power to any party that was not Labour, in other words, by electing the Conservatives, Scottish Nationalists and Welsh Nationalists. And it's true to say that most voters wished that he had gone earlier and had not been hanging around for so long. And this is probably an opinion shared by his likely successor, Gordon Brown, who is currently Chancellor of the Exchequer and who has been waiting for an opportunity to step into Tony Blair's shoes for 10 years. Now, the question we're asking ourselves is whether Tony Blair deserves this rather shabby send-off or whether the British are a really ungrateful lot. There's no doubt that many voters feel let down by Blair and are extremely disappointed. But perhaps the more important question is not just how the British will judge or judging him now, but how history will judge him. If we go back in history, we will remember that he came to power in 1997 as a hugely popular leader who offered an end to tough choices in Britain. In other words, he promised more or less that Britain could keep its low tax economy and have very good public services at the same time. And more than that, he offered a new beginning to voters who had been worn out by 18 years of Conservative government, a government which had turned around the fortunes of the British economy, but which had been judged as tough and confrontational by many voters. Some of you will remember the headline, Cool Britannia, which could be seen in some magazines just after his election. Now, there's no doubt that Tony Blair is a very charming man. He was young at the time, a family man, the caring, sharing type, who was at the same time very dynamic. So he was certainly the most gifted politician of his generation, certainly in Europe and possibly beyond. He was also the youngest prime minister since 1812 and perhaps the most natural persuader to have occupied the country's highest office since universal suffrage started in 1928. So at the beginning, he seemed invincible. Why have things come to such a sorry end? Well, objective observers will admit that on most measures, so from most points of view, Tony Blair has left the United Kingdom a better place than it was in 1997. He has presided, with the help of his Chancellor, over a flourishing economy. He has made the average Briton substantially better off, even though the average Briton also has to pay much higher taxes today. But public services have improved to some extent, thanks to a huge increase in public spending. Now, public spending focused mainly on schools and hospitals, so that there are now fewer tatty schools and run-down hospitals. Waiting times in hospitals have been cut. Doctors and nurses and teachers have benefited from pay increases. So all this is on the plus side. In addition, there has been an improvement in education. If one can say that a greater number of children go to university is a benefit, some critics claim that exams nowadays lack rigor. But these are certainly achievements. On the negative side of the balance sheet, we have to say that the disaffection with Tony Blair is mainly due to one thing, which is Iraq. And on this point, I shall finish.
Hölgyeim és uraim, Tony Blair ma még mindig Nagy-Britannia miniszterelnöke. Azonban június